Well, maybe it's time for a little clarification. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. Along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
And it's great to be back with you, Barry. And what we're doing here is filling in a hole that was created by a very bad technical failure. We actually have recorded this show once, and it disappeared into the ether.
See, that's what happens when you let me too near all those knobs and dials you've got over there on the other end of the table.
Well, it's one of those things where sometimes a hard drive crashes, and when it crashes and you can't recover the files, they're gone forever.
You're out of luck. That's right. Well, Chuck, what we're going to do is we're following up on the discussion we had on yesterday's program in relation to Mikey Weinstein, who is with the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And we're going to be delving into a little bit more about Weinstein and his organization, because if Weinstein gets what he wants, the idea of having a faith expression, especially if you are a member of our United States Armed Services, could end up getting you thrown in prison. If you were with us yesterday, we talked about this, that the Pentagon had contracted. Now, and again, and I talked about clarification when we opened here. There are all kinds of things going back and forth now since this broke about a week and a half ago. It's fairly obvious that Mikey Weinstein has had a relationship with top brass in the Pentagon since about the beginning of the Barack Obama administration.
The week after the oath of office was taken, Mikey yes. Weinstein was being consulted on this policy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't something new. This didn't just happen in 2013. This happened back in 2009 when Barack Obama was first being sworn into office. They were gearing toward getting rid of Christian expression in the military in his first term. It's just you didn't hear anything about it. Well, the Pentagon's denied, and they've come back. Chuck, they've clarified. You know how government clarifies a statement?
Yeah.
They say it in another way that makes it sound more obscure. That's how they clarify things. And so basically what they've come back at and just said, well, you know, he wasn't really being, we didn't hire him as a consultant. It's like, well, yeah, yes, you did. And he wasn't just meeting with a handful of folks. This would be the meeting you and I would get if we'd call up the Air Force or something and ask to meet with him about our organization's concerns about how they were handling something in the military. We'd get thrown off to a sub-second, twice-removed functionary. Yeah. Somewhere down the chain who was not much more than a paper filer.
Well, we'd get a captain or a major whose job is to placate complainers.
Yeah, I think they call those PIOs, public information officers.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd get a PIO. That was not what Mikey Weinstein got on any of his trips to the armed forces in the Pentagon. He actually met with senior Defense Department officials and a number of generals and worked around updating the United States Air Force's guidebook on religious tolerance, which we talked about yesterday. So basically, he's saying he'd like to see hundreds of prosecutions, Chuck. He'd like to see many chaplains and other members of our military, if they even remotely utter the name Jesus, other than in a swear, that they should be brought up on charges and thrown in the prison, because he equates what he calls proselytizing, which honestly his definition and the generally accepted definition of proselytizing leave much to be desired between the two definitions.
Basically, what they don't seem to grasp is that proselytizing and preaching the gospel are exactly the same thing.
Yes.
The exact end purpose for preaching the gospel is to convert people.
Is the conversion of souls.
Christianity.
That's right.
Because, as we all know, that faith comes by the hearing of the word. Really, Barry, what this is about, this is targeting specifically. If you'll remember, we looked at one article, and it's going to be in one of the ones that's listed on our website when we post this. We looked at one article that talked about the fact that who was really being targeted with this was officers. Now, does that mean that they're worried about colonels and generals and majors and captains doing all this proselytization? No, that's not what they're worried about at all. The real target is chaplains. Let's not kid ourselves. The real target here is chaplains. This is a stealth effort to get rid of the chaplaincy in the military. There's no doubt about that.
No, there's no doubt. And it's not so stealth anymore.
No. No, it's becoming obvious.
Well, basically, Chuck, this whole idea that Weinstein was just this low-level consultant that they were asking to give them some information doesn't hold water, considering the fact that he has already met with the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Norton Schwartz, who is a member of the Joint Chiefs. That means that he is the highest ranking general in the United States Air Force, bar none. He sits on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he is the top dog in the Air Force. And Weinstein gets a private meeting with him immediately after Barack Obama is sworn into office early in 2009. Actually, that meeting took place February 24th, 2009. So Mikey Weinstein is not somebody who just, you know, fell off the turnip truck the other day. He's been involved in this, and he's been driving this since Barack Obama got sworn in. This is all part of a larger program by the Obama administration to basically destroy the Christian faith in public. What they're after, and Weinstein is not shy about it, Chuck.
No.
He's probably less shy now, and that's the reason why he went out and bloviated to the New York Times, because he thinks they think they won. They think they've got it in the bag. And I love it, Chuck, because it's Barry's first maxim of politics.
That's right.
The left always outruns their cover. And so he just outran his cover, and now he's going to see how bad it is when you go out without cover up. He's out there basically saying that if you share the gospel of Jesus Christ, you've committed sedition and treason and should be treated thusly. I'm not sure how many current or former military personnel we have that listen to this program, but I'd like to encourage every last one of them, especially if their branch of service was the Air Force, to start making some inquiries into your service branch about what they're going to do about this, because this absolutely is a slap at Christianity specifically. Because if you notice, and we've looked in some of these articles, it's okay to talk about Muhammad. It's perfectly fine to discuss other faiths, and I guess in the sharing of that faith, that wouldn't be considered proselytizing. I guess with Islam, it's not considered proselytizing until after you take their foot off the throat or the sword away from the head.
Apparently.
Well,
Weinstein very clearly has a bias against Christianity. And let's talk about why the Air Force is targeted.
Now, Chuck, I've got to be fair now. I have to be fair to Mikey Weinstein. I went to the militaryreligiousfreedom.org, which is the Military Religious Freedom Foundation's website. Okay, when you go there, a pop-up appears immediately on the screen. Thank you for your interest in finding out more about the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Now, this is Mikey Weinstein's organization, and this is what they're saying here. Ever since the Washington Post hit piece, I guess when somebody reports the facts accurately, it's a hit piece.
Yeah.
On April 26th, detailing our meeting with top-level Pentagon officials, you see, he's admitting it's top-level, a nonstop torrent of shamefully ridiculous coverage has been accusing MRFF of being anti-Christian and atheist. And he's got those both of those words bold print and with parentheses around them. Anti-Christian, atheist. And then he says, click here for an article that thoroughly debunks this misconception. Well, I haven't wasted my time with that, because he's got it all right here in this little pop-up blurb. He says, no, MRFF is not anti-Christian. Really? Can we go back to say what he said about Christianity and those people who held to Christianity as being monsters and seditious and treasonous? No, I don't have anything against Christianity. We are proud to have countless Christian supporters. Now, Chuck, you and I both study logic, and we both know about how words can be used as weapons.
Right.
Listen to this next line. 96% of our over 33,000 military clients self-identify as Protestant or Roman Catholic. What's wrong with that statement?
Well, let's see. Give it to me again. 96%.
96% of our over 33,000 military clients self-identify as Protestant or Roman Catholic. Chuck. The big thing is, when you go and you fill out your paperwork to go into the military, there's check boxes for your preferences. You check Protestant or Catholic or other.
It's not
but the point
really
is,
meaningful.
It isn't. That's the whole point, is he can't say that just because I check Protestant as my preference doesn't mean that I'm a Christian.
Oh,
it doesn't mean that I'm religious either. It just means that, I don't buy into the trappings of Catholicism, I don't believe that we should try to break our backs.
If I have
not
to make
stepping
a choice,
on an insect as a Jainist,
If I have to make a choice, here's what it would be.
Yeah, if I and that's exactly what, that's a checkbox. So what he's doing here is he's trying to build a case based upon some very shaky data.
Well, the fallacy here is the glittering generality.
This is
a glittering generality. Let's talk for a second about why the Air Force seems to be a major target.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a few years back there was a big scandal at the Air Force Academy?
Yes.
And it had to do with the fact that so many people, there were so many Christians at the Air Force Academy in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And boy, the people dug in and said, we've got to root out this problem. These people are actually talking to other people about their faith.
Horror of horrors.
And they were claiming that people were being forced to go to religious services and that kind of thing, which all turned out to be complete nonsense. But this is an outgrowth of that. So what you've got is a guy like Mikey Weinstein. And it's interesting that if you read some of the things on the militaryreligiousfreedom.org site, the first thing you find is you've got groups out there who are playing the religious bigot card insofar as they're talking about when in doubt, blame the Jews.
Okay.
So I have no idea what religion Mikey Weinstein is because I know people names who are Christians.
But listen,
you know?
We know he's not anti-Christian. We know he's not atheist because he told us so, right?
Yeah.
Right after he got done excoriating all Christians and basically talking about how people of no faith, they will. Now, get this. Now, this is still in this pop-up, Chuck.
Wow.
He says, no, MRFF is not an atheist organization. However, we have a large number of supporters and clients whose religious preference is none. See, he again,
hold on.
Down to preference, if it's a large number, but 96% are Christian,
exactly,
or Protestant or Roman Catholic, that means he's got 4% of 33,000, which, okay, we'll do the math, that's 1,320 people.
Yeah, Chuck. Large number. This is, of course, self-contradictory, but that's not surprising because this is a propaganda organization.
It's a propaganda organization, that's right. And he says, we'll support their right to no belief, to the bitter end. I love when these guys are transparent. They're ready for a death fight. They're going to take this all the way. He outran his cover, and now he's trying to jack up the testosterone level that he's got to say, don't take us on because we'll take you down. Well, I'm sorry, Chuck, but he's got 33,000 supporters. We probably have that many people who listen to this radio program.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at this website, and guess what they're touting? That new advisory board member, Governor Gary Johnson from New Mexico.
Oh, yes, the libertarian who ran for president.
That's right.
Who some of our friends really thought was the best alternative out there, even though he is, I would say, a complete hardcore libertarian. He believes that all drugs should be legalized, all prostitution should be legalized, and if it feels good, do it.
And the only thing that apparently shouldn't be legalized is the ability to spread your faith.
Well, yeah, that's where some of these guys break down.
So much for Gary Johnson.
I think Mikey Weinstein, we ought to send him a complimentary pass to our next Constitution class because, again, on this blurb on the front, he says, now don't let the woefully misinformed, okay, and misleading claims distract from MRFF's true mission. And here he states her true mission. MRFF is working tirelessly to protect the constitutionally guaranteed right to separation of church and state for our United States service members. Chuck, we just went over this section of the Constitution.
That's right.
Last week in class, you cannot find separation of church and state anywhere in the First Amendment or in the rest of the document. What you find is that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, i.e. creating a state church, or prohibiting the free exercise. Oh, wait a minute. Prohibiting. That would mean like telling people that you get court-martialed for sharing your faith. That's prohibiting the free exercise. Free exercise. Now, it didn't say free exercise only if you're in civilian garb, or free exercise only if you're not a government employee, or free exercise only if we've crafted rules that say you can't do it. That Congress cannot make a law. Now, and who controls the rules and regulations for the military, Chuck?
Congress.
Article 1. Congress is in control of it. And if Congress shall make no law prohibiting the free exercise of religion, guess where Mikey Weinstein in his comments ought to go? In the trash.
Well, at least needs to be fired as a consultant for the Pentagon.
I think he ought to be sued for causing intentional harm and distress to members of the clergy with all of these commentary.
Well, you don't have to look very long and hard in that the pig that squeals is the one that got stuck.
Yep.
And this pig is squealing heavy
yes,
on indeed. This website. That being said, join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.